Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We in here easily. April 30th, the last day of the month. Let's go. May Day. It's about to be Cinco de Mayo. And then next thing you know, it's Labor Day. And then it's summertime. Oh, the summertime. Time to sit back and unwind. I need it. I'm ready. I was going through the closet today, like, all right, you know, that's how, even if you're watching my live, that's how I found this Yankees crew that I'm wearing. I'm like, oh, I forgot I even had this. Started moving some of the winter clothes out the way, taking inventory of the summer clothes. I'm like, yo, it's 81 degrees today. We are about to be there. Like Pete Alonso said, be there or be square. The Mets fans are showing up to Citi Field, and they're showing up to see the best team in baseball right now. I'm not going to hold you. They're good. The Mets are good. And they don't even need Juan Soto. Spend all that money on something you don't even need. Don't you hate that? You spend all that money on something you think you need it, and then you end up not even needing it. Now you can't even return it. There's no, you know, whatever. 35,000 go out there tonight. And David Peterson's on the mound. He goes 5 innings strong, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 Ks, with sparkling defense behind him. Everybody chipping in. Everybody getting some. Pete Alonso, Lindor, of course, Vientos, Tyrone Taylor, everybody making plays and doing what they're supposed to do. And the bats get going in that second inning and in that third inning. That's where they scored all their runs. 4 in the second, 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth. Damage is done. And everybody gets some. How about the bottom of the order? Tyrone Taylor, 2 hits, 2 ribbies. Azokar, he's hanging around. He contributes with a knock and a ribby. Lindor from the right side of the plate. Bomb. Not a bomb, but homer. Far enough. Not a bomb, but far enough. Pete Alonso. What's Pete Alonso at in the race for the all? I think he's like about 20 away. Pete Alonso with a homer today as he is chasing down history. 233 behind David Wright's 242. and Daryl Strawberry's 252. The Make It Happen Mets, they had another win to their, you know, whatever their record is at home now, I think 13-1. And they had another win to their best record in baseball, 21-9. Still haven't got to double-digit losses. And they do it to a Diamondbacks team that, like, not for nothing, Yankee fans, when the Diamondbacks came here and the Yankees had to face them, we were like, yo, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. I mean, we didn't face Eduardo Rodriguez, who decided to go to Central Park and throw the ball around. Maybe don't do that next time. Maybe don't throw. Maybe don't even play a little catch in Central Park the day before a start. Don't get so comfortable. You know, we had to face Zach Gallen and Corbin Burns, and I think the Mets will see Corbin Burns, or will they see Zach Gallen? I got to go to the scores, but 888-808-1019 will start with the Mets. I mean, the Juan Soto thing is interesting. I jokingly say they don't even need Juan Soto, but it is kind of odd, right? And as we will bring in the Yankees to the conversation, like, the Yankees start the game off with Trent Grisham, who homers again. And as soon as he does, I'm like, I don't know why I keep betting. I think he's got 3 leadoff homers. When he is leading off, it is worth it to put $25 on Trent Grisham first homer. But Trent Grisham was traded to the Yankees last year with Juan Soto. He was just thrown into the deal. His numbers are better than Juan Soto's this year. He doesn't make anything near what Juan Soto's making. Ben Rice, who took the number 22 jersey off of Juan Soto's back, his numbers are better than Juan Soto's. That young man is going crazy. I mean, tonight, this guy had a bunch. We'll talk Mets first. So I'll, you know, give the Yankee fans a minute to come in. 888-808-1019. Troy is in Ronkonkoma on the Fan. What's up, Troy?
What's up, Keith?
You know.
Five innings from David Peterson tonight. Perfect baseball. And then you got multiple guys adding in, like Pete Alonso, Starling Marte, and Lindor going yard. But how much is A.J. Minter missing going to hurt this Mets bullpen?
I think it's a minor hit. And you just heard Marco with the update. And I was going to speak on it. It's part of baseball. It just sucks. As much as I just said, you know, you spend all that money on Juan Soto and you don't need him. You go out and get A.J. Minter and you spend money on him and you want him to be a big part of your bullpen. And now, you know, he's going to require season-ending surgery. They can always add at the trade deadline and they can just reshuffle things. And at least you have enough guys that have been effective. How about Jose Buto today? A bounce back, 2 innings, scoreless, to make you feel better about him, be more confident in him. I mean,
he's always going to be the answer in the bullpen. Who? And I think that Kranick is a very good answer, too.
Yeah, you just got to shuffle things around. You have Reed Garrett. It's tough to lose A.J. Minter, but it's early enough in the season where next man up, they can bring somebody in, they could call somebody up, somebody else will move into his spot. But, yeah, it's just tough to add a guy like that in free agency to this team to bolster this bullpen, and he doesn't make it through, you know, he makes it through a month of the season.
And before I let you go, what do you think about Soto, like, asking for the trainer to come out tonight?
I don't know, man. That's another thing, too. I saw that on Twitter because I was listening to the game. I just think, like, and, like, even Soto's first strikeout, he got, you know, called out on strikes. I just think he's in his head right now. And you know what? He's 26 years old. He's young. I think everything is affecting him right now. Because he does not look like the player he was. I watched every at-bat last year. I watched him very closely last year because I thought he was going to be a Yankee for the rest of his career. I thought he was staying. I was looking at this dude like, this dude is one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. He looks like a shell of himself now. So what do I think about that? I think he's fine. But I just think that, like,
he'll bounce back.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually bet him to homer tonight because it was a little warmer. I'm like, once he gets the warm weather, like, maybe he'll come out of it. But, like, there will be a time. It's Juan Soto. There will be a time where, you know, he carries the Mets. He has a 2-homer game or he has a walk-off homer. It's just like, I think he's looking around at this Mets team and how many guys on this Mets team, their relationships are established. They've been around each other for years. Like, the culture in the clubhouse is established. Guys like Pete Alonso and Lindor, they are made men. They've been here. They've done this. And then even some of the young guys, like they've been here longer than Juan Soto. Juan Soto was trying to fit in. And Juan Soto came over here as the main attraction, right? He came over here as the highest paid player in the game. And oh my God, we got Soto and all of this, you know, hype and adulation and just like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like he hasn't lived up to it. And I feel like that is weighing on him just a little bit.
All right. Have a good night, Keith. Nixon 6.
Nixon 6. Thanks for the call, Troy. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I could pull it up.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Juan Soto got hurt. Jazz Chisholm got hurt. Jazz Chisholm's injury was weird. It was like he swung and then he like raised his hand and then he hit a triple and then he slid and he's got like a side, like, a, I don't know, a side injury or something like that. But I'm like, why are you sliding head first like that? And then the triple gets turned into a double with an E9. These scorers, they don't know what's happening in real time. They just like, they wait. They need the inning to end. If that would have stood as a triple, the Yankees would have batted around in the first inning and had a cycle in the first inning. Ridiculous game for the Yankees. Historic game for the Yankees tonight. A game that I was kicking myself because I bet a little bit on it. I should have went all in on it. All my parlays were just a little bit short. Like Rodon had 7 strikeouts, not 8. Or in the parlay that I had with Goldie, they took Goldie out. Goldie had 2 bases. I had him getting 3. But like Ben Rice had like 9. Judge, crazy. First team in MLB history to lead off a game with 3 straight home runs twice in the same season. So they made Kyle Gibson look like Nestor Cortez tonight. And Gibby is cooked. Like, just watching him, I'm like, oh, he's throwing batting practice. Like his velocity, he was throwing fastball like 91, 92. Like belly took him deep. Trent Grisham, Judge, Ben Rice. Ben Rice hitting behind Judge. As so many Yankee fans started to cry about Judge's protection. Judge never cries about protection. He'll never say a word about who's batting in front of him, behind him. But Yankee fans start crying, you know, we can't have Bellinger batting behind Judge. He's terrible. Even last night when I was on, someone saying, Keith, you were excited about Cody Bellinger being on his team. I still am. Didn't take much to get him. Give him some time. Maybe he gets right after what he, you know, was able to do tonight. Give people time in the game. Give these players some time. We're now in the second month. You know what I'm saying? We're now 30 games in. It's baseball. You know, speaking about the Mets, like, how about Luis Angel Acuna? For that young man, he's not bored anymore. He's playing on the quote-unquote best team in baseball. He's playing for a team that doesn't lose at home. The lights are bright. He's responding. Two hits for him tonight. He's sticking around. His average is 300. His OPS is 726. Billy Epler said, thank me later. Went and got this guy. Mark Vientos, Ofer, but, you know, Vientos had picked it up a little bit. Good to see Marte. Marte at DH. He went yard. Wasn't a spot for him. They were supposed to trade him. He's doing what he can. Pete Alonso is doing damage, where Evan and Tiki are already having the conversation about his upcoming free agency after a month. We're already talking about, and I know, you know, Steve Cohen was asked about it and they played that audio too. Long way to go here, but good for Pete. I always felt like Pete was going to perform like this after what he just went through. A down year, and then a great postseason, and then an offseason where there wasn't really any interest in him. They put the qualifying offer on him, and no teams in baseball are going to really bid against Steve Cohen. And so Steve Cohen gave him the bag, and now he's got more money than he's ever had. He doesn't have to worry about it. And he's got the kid on the way. Good for Pete Alonso, man. He has been ridiculous to start this year. He's up there with everybody. Now this year he's looking like an all-star. Give it another good month, and then the voting happens. He'll be right back there. Atlanta's going to be lit this year. I got to start looking into that. I didn't go last year. I forget why. Probably because of my baby. But I'm going this year in the A because it was supposed to be in the A in 2021 when they moved it to Colorado. But there were some things going on with some politics, and I don't even know. I'm going to Atlanta for the All-Star game this year. You can bet on that. 888-808-1019. We're still talking Mets. David Peterson continues on. A 3.06 ERA. 6'6 David Peterson. Looking like he's picking up from where he left off last year. I already mentioned Jose Budo. You know I haven't mentioned yet? Kevin Hergert. Jersey. Kevin Hergert from Teaneck, New Jersey. By way of Kane University. I got to act like I've been there. I have. My aunt actually works at Kane University. It's spelled Keen like bean with a K, but it's pronounced Kane. He got to pop in for the Mets today. Local guy. I wonder if he grew up a Yankee fan or a Met fan. Either way, Jersey guy getting to play for the local team. Lou is up in Boston on the Fan in New York. Hello, Lou.
Hey, yeah. Love your show. Wanted to say a couple things. I'm from Brooklyn originally, so I'm a Knicks, but a Mets fan. So excited about the Mets. And I hope that Juan Soto is not the next Bobby Bonilla. I can't believe I'm saying it, but boy, he is off to a really bad start.
And it's odd. It is honestly odd because he's 26 years old. He's not going to be Bobby Bonilla. You've got 15 years, but just the first month of 15 years, this has got to be one of his worst months in recent time. Like, he's just not himself. He's got three homers. I think Lindor has twice as many. Alonso right. Definitely has more. Like, he had 41 bombs last year.
I know. So I played at one point. Boy, it can get in your head. I'm sure that's what it is. I hope he comes out of it. The only other thing I wanted to say is an old timer, a real old head. I haven't heard anybody give Dick Barnett his flowers. Maybe nobody even remembers who he is. Do you know? Do you remember? You couldn't remember him, but
I don't remember him. But rest in peace. Nobody on WFAN has brought up Dick Barnett.
I have. I mean, I don't listen every minute, but anybody who's an old timer like me will remember that those Knicks were great teams, and Barnett was just a fabulous basketball player.
I know. I saw the news on Twitter a couple days ago, and maybe nobody took the time to say. Rest in peace to Dick Barnett and condolences to his family, Hall of Fame, New York Knick, and champion, as we are watching these current Knicks and we're in the playoffs. Right. Yeah.
And I agree. I don't think Tibbs is going to make it through because I think they're going to get blown out by Boston. And I think it is time to move Tibbs off. I'm not exactly sure what he is. He reminds me of more of an old-time coach who – He's stuck in some of his ways, and the Knicks need a new face. They just need a new face to be talking to him. I don't know who that's going to be.
It's how it goes. Like, they just have hit a wall. And like I said, for him to not use the timeout, leave two of your best players right off the court in crunch time in a closeout game at home, and then tell the media it was a coach's decision and not give us more clarity, more detail, more of your thoughts in that moment of why that happened. I don't know. It's just not a good look.
And I think he is being out coached, not just in this series, but in a lot of series. So,
I don't know. I mean, neither one of them are doing a bang up job. These games have been close. They just did not execute tonight. Thanks for the call, Lou. 888-808-1019. You know, going back to the Knicks conversation, the captain of the team doesn't want the coach fired. These players don't want the coach fired. This era of the Knicks is Tom Thibodeau. I think they're going to go to Detroit and win. I said Knicks in six from the jump. They, you know, history repeats itself. They couldn't close out at home last year. They haven't had a closeout game at home in like 25 years. So it is what it is. There's something about that air in the garden. I always say that. You guys know what I'm talking about? When you go to the Garden, it's just like they pump a different kind of air in there. Sometimes it's good for the Mecca, but like it works for the other team too. The other team is playing their ass off in there too. Like there's something about the Garden, like everybody goes in there and they're on one. And the Knicks aren't able, like home court advantage, that's been the Pistons' home court advantage. Your home court is an advantage to them. They've won more games in New York than you. So go back to their building and then sweep them in their building and end it on their floor and make sure that your coach is good because they're not going to fire the coach, you know, losing to the Celtics. You lose to the Pistons, got to go. 888-808-1019. The Mets defeat the Diamondbacks. I think the Diamondbacks are without Ketel Marte. I said I wanted to look at the scores and look into who they will face pitching-wise because, like, when the Yankees face the Diamondbacks, yes, they will face Corbin Burns, like I thought, tomorrow. That's going to be a challenge. Corbin Burns is like that. And I think Corbin Burns still has an axe to grind with the man from Milwaukee, David Stearns. So maybe he wants to show David Stearns something. Like, bro, this is why you should have paid me twice. 888-808-1019. And then you will see Zach Gallen May 1st at 110. Zach Gallen versus Kodai Senga in the third game, and Corbin Burns coming up tomorrow. So good that the Mets got this win off of Eduardo Rodriguez. But like I said, everything is clicking for the Mets, especially at home. It is not just the offense. It is the defense and the pitching. It is all three facets of the game. And if you're a Met fan right now, to hell with Juan Soto for now. You know, he's like mystery relevant. Obviously, you know, like I said, he's here for 15 years and it's the first month of it, but like him struggling, so what? You're a Mets fan. You're not a Juan Soto fan. Your owner spent all that money to get Juan Soto, but like I also think that galvanized the team. I know it definitely galvanized the fan base. A lot of these tickets that are sold, the fact that the Mets are able to put 35,000 plus in all of these games so far at home, a lot of that is off the strength of Juan Soto. A lot of that is on the back of, we got Soto. The Yankees didn't. We took a Yankee that helped them get to the World Series and put him on our team. And now he's on your team. Imagine the converse. Imagine the opposite. Imagine you have him on your team and he is performing and you're not winning. He'd be like, ah, so what? So I think you're actually in the better situation. Let's go to Englewood and talk to Dan on the Fan. What up, Dan?
How are you, Keith?
Good, good.
First, I just wanted to say something about Dick Barnett. He used to have the most unique free throw style. It's, you know, today the guys stand there with their 2 feet next to one another. They bounce the ball. They kind of put the ball up. But he used to keep 1 foot behind the other, almost like he was doing a ballet step. And he shot. He was a lefty shooter, and he always, you know, he just had this great style. And he was like a 90% free throw shooter, just amazing, amazing. I mean, how could somebody keep their balance when they're doing that? You know, it was just fascinating. But the other thing I wanted to say was that the gentleman was asking about who's going to replace AJ Minter. Gary Cohen said today that the Mets signed Brooks Raley, who was a really good lefty from the bullpen for a couple of years till he needed Tommy John surgery last year.
Oh, okay.
So he potentially would be ready. Gary was saying like June or July.
So, yeah, I'm looking at the article now. Raley recovering from Tommy John surgery returns to the Mets. Yeah, you got options. You got options that are ready right now. It's not like you're hurting for anything. It's not like, you know, AJ Minter goes down and you lose your biggest weapon. But it's baseball. There's going to be injuries, especially with these pitchers. And it's next man up. And there's more than enough next guys up on this Mets team to pick up the slack.
They were making the comment, actually, also about, I forgot who they were talking about. I guess maybe it was the Diamondbacks general manager. Somebody was, they were talking about him as not planning. They didn't think they would need extra pitchers because, oh, well, who thinks the pitchers are going to get injured? But every single one of them gets injured at one point or another.
Yeah, it's inevitable. They're wailing their arms as hard as they can multiple times. Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I had. I wish you a good night, sir.
Thanks for the heads up on Brooks Raley. You have a good night as well, Dan. 888-808-1019. In my notes, also, RIP, Seymour Wiener. Mets fans know. I saw that and I was like, I can't even include Seymour Wiener in my jokes about the Mets gimmicks and all the things that the Mets have going on right now, right? Remember last year they had Seymour Wiener show up to the game. I don't know what he was there. I think he's a veteran, but you know, the Mets don't do the veteran of the game like seventh inning like Yankees do. But he was there and I think he was honored. And then they did kind of like a play on like the like hot dogs. And then they had the night where they ate all the hot dogs, sold a bunch of hot dogs. And then they had the counter with how many hot dogs were, you know, being eaten, the you know, glizzy gobblers in Queens, how many glizzies were being attacked. And that turned into the rally pimp. And then that turned into Grimace. And then that turned into Hawk to a Girl. And then that turned into, oh my God. And then a playoff pumpkin. And then Candelita was performing on Apple TV Friday Night Baseball. And then they were doing the spank. They were doing the spank the air hit celly. Now they do the wheels on the bus with the uppercut. I mean, the Mets, man, and the Mets got like their marketing team and their actual team. They got 100 things. They come up with a bunch of different things. Can't knock it. Can't knock it. It's not all my style, but do you. If it fits you, it suits you. Clearly, it's working. The Mets have their best 30-game stretch since 2006. 21-9. They're rolling. And we're rolling as well. Josh is in Passaic, back on the Fan. What you thinking about, Josh?
Oh, Keith, how you doing? How you feeling, man?
I'm all right. Minus the Devils season ending like that. I was really like, man, if they can force this game six, do I go to Jazz Chisholm basketball jersey night or do I try and go to the Rock? Because last weekend I went to, you know, Yankees hockey jersey night and I didn't go to the Rock, and that would have been the best night to go to the Rock all season.
Right, you know, just putting the flowers down the season. I mean, we really did this a few months ago when Jack Hughes went down, and it was good to see them put a fight up, but at the end of the day, you can clearly see the Hurricanes when the Devils are minus Hughes. Just a much better team, and it's like scary is that we always, you know, think of the Devils as like the fastest team. They're getting out hustled by this team, and Markstrom played well during the series, but the dude's on under fire. Every other minute, there's another five shots coming on, man. And you know, as we mentioned, Keith, the big thing the Devils did when they were winning the games was that they outshot teams by 20, 25 shots. And you know, with seeing those players, with seeing the defensemen, it just, we didn't have it for this series. And you know, the real hardest part is that, you know, the years where you do best are after you do your rebuild, and you don't really have to extend the great young guys you have. And it's like those 3-4 years, and you know, we're starting to get to, you know, where the cap space is pretty much is not too much free space at all, and you're just gonna have to keep extending these guys. And you know, we have to see what they're gonna do during the offseason. But right now, not looking too bright, but they're gonna make a trade for Quinn Hughes.
Once they make that trade for Quinn Hughes, it's lit.
Oh yeah, then it's five Stanley Cups, but you know, first you gotta pull that off. I mean, that would be sick. You know, a lot, you know, you see like the Antetokounmpo brothers, but like it's only one guy that actually does anything.
It'd be like having having LaMelo Ball and LiAngelo Ball, like it'd be like having, I don't even know, there's no comparison to having those three guys, Luke Hughes, Jack Hughes, Quinn Hughes, all on the same team.
Right, and you know, the good part is that, you know, we can put the flowers down on the Bucks team that you know, of being good, you know, Giannis, who beat, you know, when he beat the Nets years ago, and that's just been the team that, you know, we just started hating. You know, looks like they're done now, so don't gotta watch that team anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of Brooklyn Nets fans politicking for Giannis to come to Brooklyn, and I'll tell you right now, no thanks.
Devastating 3 days for the Bucks between Lillard going down, taking that hell, and then tonight where they blew like an 8-point lead in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I didn't catch much of that game. I honestly did not see.
I saw the highlights. I didn't have patience to actually watch that game live.
Tonight was a crazy night, dude. I'm in my apartment listening to the Mets game, watching the Yankee game, watching the Devils game, watching the Knick game. There was a point at 8 o'clock where I'm like, too much is happening. At 8 o'clock, the Yankees were up 10-0, the Mets were up 7-0, the Devils were up 3-0. I think the Knicks were losing, but it still was like all at once.
Right, yeah, the Mets game was, you know, fire, the fielding. But I don't like that Conk Soto, like Bobby O'Neill, like Soto's not batting like 130, he's batting 250. Obviously, it's much worse than what
it's about the money. But it's about the money, and it's not going to be that at all. Like, you already, the Mets, that's why I tried to, you know, give a nod to like the ticket sales and the jersey sales and the merch and all those Amazing Day sales, Mets house sales, where they're like auctioning off a Juan Soto bat and Juan Soto pins. Like, the Mets have already gotten a pop from signing Juan Soto. Now you're just waiting for the pop in his bat. And I don't know what the hell is up with the guy. Like, I don't know how he only has three homers. I don't know how he's not, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a lot on him. I think it's a lot weighing on him, and it's different for him. And it's different because there has been this chase for years. There's been this robotic like way of going about business because he knew, I'm going to free agency. I'm not going to be a National. I'm not going to be a Padre. I'm not even going to be a Yankee. I'm going to free agency. So I got to do everything I got to do to get to free agency and be as shiny and as attractive and the best baseball player I can with the best back of the baseball card. Now that he's there, it's like that part of his life is done.
And the worst part is, you know, giving Yankees fans now tons of videos of him, you know, now making like brutal plays in the outfield.
But so
getting
like,
close to that.
But so what? They I like to troll. That's, you know, that's what you do on the internet.
He's giving you a lot right now.
But I'm not even trolling because the Yankees have their own issues. Like, we got beat by the Royals 2 days ago with Will Warren on the mound, and I was mad about it because it's just like we don't have enough pitching. So as a Yankee fan, if you're really worried about Juan Soto at this point, 30 games in, it's about to be May. It's going to be May. Like, I'm just over it. I don't care. I don't care that Juan Soto dropped the pop-up or, you know, didn't field or, you know, struck out. Like, it doesn't do anything for me. What would do something for me involves the Yankees. If he drops a pop-up against the Yankees, great. Him not seeing a pop-up against the Nationals, I saw the highlight. I'm like, I don't even care to troll. We got our own issues. The Mets have a better record than the Yankees.
And you got to give credit to them after having a devastating loss on Sunday, brutal loss where they blow that lead, and they come back. They put up 19 runs. They put a nice amount of runs. They're gonna put another 8 up tonight. And you know, this is what contenders do. Cause they don't let one game just kick them down and then play like Matt after. They came back hard, but just I wanted to get one last thing in. I know we kind of moved, like, you know, we're not so in the Shador conversation, but I just missed one thing from last night. I find it so funny how Stephen A. calls it collusion. Like, someone tell this guy to take his political head and stick it in a bucket. Don't bring it into sports. Collusion, this guy thinks, you know, he's talking politics, bringing it in, like, talking about two countries. Like, come on, bro, whatever it is. He thinks take my call.
Irresponsible of him. Thanks for the call, Josh. I said it last night. For Stephen A. Smith to have the platform that he has and make as much money as he has talking sports, like, it makes me look, I'm like, how? I could do what he does today. Collusion, and then to make the Shador Sanders thing seem like the Colin Kaepernick thing. They're not alike at all, outside of the fact that they both play the quarterback position and this is the NFL. That's ridiculous. Be more responsible with your platform, and also just, like, use your brain. Think. The owners in the NFL aren't collusion. Like, there's no collusion. The NFL draft is a competition. They're all competing for assets, and they're all thinking about their own money and systems and locker rooms and who they're bringing in and who they're not bringing in. You think that the owners all got together and said, we're gonna keep Deion Sanders' kid out? No, 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 no. That's so stupid. 888-808. I don't even know why Josh brought it up. It's just so dumb. So dumb to think that these NFL owners, these billionaires, are plotting to keep out a 23-year-old quarterback and Deion Sanders. No. Now, did some of them take him off of the board like Boomer had said? I said, yeah, over-under set at like 2.5. I think there might be 2 or 3 owners that might have gone and said take him off the board. But you got to do the math on how many teams drafted quarterbacks that had the need. I'm not talking about the 49ers taking, who the 49ers take? The kid out of Indiana? I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, you know, like the 49ers drafting Rourke. I'm blanking on his name. Curtis Rourke out of Indiana in the 7th round. That's not it. Anyway, we're still talking Mets. When we come back, I'll lean more into the New York Yankees. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to get involved. We'll be back right after this.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone, and another one bites the dust. Hell yeah. That's not how the song go. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Talking about the sports and the sports and the sports. If you watch sports and listen to the sports talk radio station, call up and join the show. We opened up talking about we are the New York Knicks. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. No, but actually go. Like, actually go out there and go, especially after halftime. Can you go? Can you act like this is a closeout game? No, Tom, go. Send them. Put them in the game, bro. Go. The clock is running. So, back to Detroit for game six. And then, if the Knicks actually go and play and, you know, have the same intensity they did in the last two games in Detroit, Knicks in six, and I'll be correct on that. And then they advanced to round two, and we'll see what the Celtics got. 888-808-1019. Still taking calls on the Knicks. If you got something you want to get off your chest, if there's something that popped up, you know, let's have at it. Started talking about the Make It Happen Mets. Yes, it's real. The Mets are good. Yes, it's real. The Mets have the best record in baseball. Their starters have the lowest ERA in baseball. They played crazy defense in the fourth inning. Just like improbable defense. They have a lot of talent. They have guys that can run. They've got guys that can hit. They've got guys that can throw, field. Like, they have a lot of good players. And they have a good manager. And they have a good president of baseball operations. And a rich owner. And they're killing it. So much that I guess they've killed some of their fans. There were zombies in the stands. As I'm looking at stuff on Twitter, I'm like, why are all these haunted mummy-looking zombie Dawn of the Dead? What is this? These are Nightwalkers? What are these people? What are these people doing? You come to the Bronx looking like that, you might get snuffed. You might get hit. These people are pulling up. It's not Halloween. It's late April. These people are pulling up looking like the Crypt Keeper. Anyway, 888-808-1019. If you want to talk about David Peterson and the Make It Happen Mets, happy birthday, Taurus season. Gary Cohen. It's his birthday, or it was yesterday. And, it was Anthony Volpe's birthday, and it was Judge's birthday, and J.C. Ascara's birthday. They all contributed to the Yankees win tonight. Carlos Rodon, let's start there. Carlos Rodon's got a .95 ERA in his last three starts. He was perfect through five. He gives up a walk to start the sixth, and that's the first base runner allowed, and I'm immediately in my notes writing, how will he respond? Let's all watch. The next batter, former Yankee farmhand, as they like to say, Jorge Mateo. You guys remember seeing him in spring training. Jorge Mateo doubles off the right field wall. And I'm like, mound visit. And, you know, I'm looking at Rodon, and he's got this look on his face where he looks like he's telling himself, like, shrug it off. Don't worry. No, don't matter. No matter. No big deal. So what? We went back to back and a belly to belly to belly. So what? We've got a huge lead. But, you know, he ends up getting out of the inning, and then they try to push him to the next inning, and Gunnar Henderson takes him deep, and you pull the plug there because you don't want to mess up his ERA. You don't want to mess up his confidence. How about that, Yankee fans? 888-808-1019. Carlos Rodon has a .95 ERA in his last three starts. He has turned a corner. He has got it together, it seems. He has figured it out some. He is not unraveling. He is not, you know, letting his emotions get the best of him. He is starting to overcome things. And we absolutely need that right now when you can't depend on Will Warren. You're not sure what you're going to get out of Carlos Carrasco. Clark Schmidt is the same thing. It's Max Fried and Carlos Rodon, and that's why they pay them the big bucks. 888-808-1019. Ian Hamilton, appreciate you. Tyler Matzek, get some work. Keep working. And the rubber match is set up. The rubber match is set up for tomorrow, and the Yankees better win it. This will be another series that I'll feel like, you know, after they do win tomorrow, well, today, it's today now, April 30th, I'll feel like they should have swept another division rival. I'll feel like they should have swept Tampa. They should have swept the Blue Jays, and they should have swept the Orioles. The Yankees division is not good. The Orioles are trash. They couldn't field. They couldn't make routine plays tonight. I was laughing. I'm like, ha, this is the Orioles I know. Homer after homer. This is the Camden Yards, the Oriole Park at Camden Yards I know, before they decided to build a ballpark and change the dimensions and push the walls back and make walls higher. Right, the word on the Orioles were that they struggle against left-handed pitching. Well, they struggled mightily tonight. 888-808-1019. Before we start talking about all the hitters and all the records and all of the runs and home runs and bases that were collected, let's get back to the phones and continue to talk about the Metsies. Dan is out on Long Island. Dan, you're on the Fan.
Keith, good early morning. It's happy to finally speak to you, man. I was at the Knicks game tonight. I just want to make a quick point or two about that, talk about the Mets as well. But, yeah, you talked about the air in the Garden. It was palpable, but then slowly the game just got away from the Knicks. It was so unfortunate, the fouls, and you get your big men in foul trouble, and the air was completely out of the building. And you talked about Thibs, too. Like, the way I see it, even if they get past the Pistons, which I think they will, I'm still scared for Thibs, and because he's here all the time, defensive coach, and this is an offensive team. I just feel like a change of scenery could be needed, similar with the Mets and Buck Showalter. And I just look at maybe his time being done with the Knicks, but finish out the series with the Pistons, look to Boston, and hopefully they're competitive. And then about the Mets too, like one of the calls before talking about Bobby Bonilla and Soto. I mean, the furthest thing from the truth, the way I see it. 250 average, he's doing what he needs to do. Is it great? No. Is his defense great? No. But the Mets are still the best team in baseball, and I think that's the scary thing to me, Keith, when I look at the Mets, and I'm a Mets fan, and I look at this team and I just say, whenever Soto really gets going, the weather warms up, I mean, the sky's the limit for this team. And also, to talk on the Fan today, too, Evan and Tiki brought that up with the Alonso free agency thing. I thought that was very interesting. But BT and Sal were talking about the five-year window for Soto and how if he opts out, it's like, see you later. I'm not at that point yet. But if 5 years from now, Keith, if we have a ring, I'm okay with Soto walking out the door. But that's such a far way away to have that conversation. But
yeah, I don't ever do that. I can't do that on my show. I'm a solo host, so I can't come in here and bounce off the idea of, like, these future things with someone else. Like, I got to stay in the moment. I don't even get that much time. Like, my shows are, like, 3 hours. I try to stay focused on what happened today, tonight. I can't think about what Pete Alonso's free agency is going to look like or Juan Soto opting out. Why would Juan Soto want to opt out? You got the richest owner in the sport. They structured his contract so that they can give him more AAV. Why are we even on that? Like, he's going to hit. Right. I'm so sure that there's going to come a stretch, and I'll be on this station and on my live, and I'll be like, didn't I tell you he's going to have a game where he hits 2 home runs and he wins the game for the Mets? Didn't I tell you he's going to have a week where he hits 4 or 5 home runs and he's going crazy? Like, it's just a matter of time. It's who he is. But like you said, when you look at this Mets team and the fact that they have him and don't really need him, they're not relying on him. They're not like, you're not longing for Juan Soto to save the day. That's a great position to be in. Lindor has been money. Pete Alonso has been worth every dollar of the money that they gave him. And you have so many, like when I said before, they've got guys that can run. I saw the video of Luis Angel Acuna running. Like, that's athleticism. Tyrone Taylor running down that ball in center field. Like, you need athleticism like that. You have young athletic players mixed in with veteran players, guys that are clutch and that are leaders like Lindor and Alonso. And then the pitching, there's a lot of no names or like lower name. Like, you don't have the Corbin Burns or Zach Gallen of the world, but the Mets have the lowest ERA out of their starting rotation. So that's a credit to your pitching lab as well. They've got the manager, they've got the president of baseball operations, they've got the obviously the scouting department and the development department. Like, things have changed. It's so obvious to see that Steve Cohen, in four now 5 years on the job, like he's doing what he set out to do. The last part of it is to get to the postseason, get to the World Series, and like you said, win a ring. And you won't care about what Juan Soto is doing or not doing or opting out. It's about winning a championship.
That's it. And the pitching has been the big plus. I mean, the bullpen, you talked about it before with the Minter going down, and Raley's an option, but you do have guys in the minor leagues, not to bore anyone, but Anthony Gose pitching well. So they have internal options, even though they're not the shiniest names in the world. But I think the Mets, I'm not even worried about the bullpen, Keith. Truthfully, I'm more concerned about the starting rotation and how long can they continue to keep this up. Griffin Canning pitching well. Like, I'm a little skeptical there, but overall, I can't really complain.
Sean Manaea, you know, Frankie Montas, yeah. Take your time. All is well so far.
I hope Soto doesn't get going against the Yankees in a couple of weeks. You know, you save it for before or after.
No, that's how the script is going to be written. I'm right there with you with that. Thanks for the call, Dan. Like, won't that be exactly it? Won't there be a two homer game in the Bronx where Juan Soto wins? That maybe that's the rubber match in the 3-game set. Maybe that's the Sunday game. I hate to speak it into existence, but if I'm speaking it into existence for Met fans and Yankee fans to hear, and I'm correct, I'll get props for that. 888-808-1019. Wouldn't it be poetic for Juan Soto to return to Yankee Stadium, where I watched him ball out last year, and he has a breakout series? I just know it's going to happen now. It's almost May. It's going to be May. What can I do? I forget how they... Every little thing I do. You guys used to listen to NSYNC. We all did. It was on TRL. We all did. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. We all listened to it. Don't front. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I wouldn't be worried about Juan Soto. You know what's funny? Last year, the best player in baseball, Aaron Judge, he had the slowest month we ever saw him have. And there was a lot of worry, a lot of panic. I remember going to the game, Cinco de Mayo weekend. I think it was May 4th. I think May 3rd, Judge got his first ejection. I think May 4th, Tarek Skubal was pitching in Yankee Stadium. It was Tigers versus Yankees. It was raining. I was in Legends. And I was just like, well, at least I'm in Legends. But like, when Judge was batting, I'm like, whatever, we got to come out. And I called it and I didn't bet it. Shout out to my boy Zeke. Judge hit the homer. I turned around. I looked at Zeke. Zeke just hugged me. He's like, yo, you called it. I'm like, he's going to start to go on a tear. Because he got tossed, he's going to be mad at the baseball world. He took Tarek Skubal deep, and then he started to go off on his run. But you know what? Juan Soto was there in April. So Juan Soto did pick up some of the slack. And when you think about like the Yankees lineup last year compared to this year, there was no one in it. Alex Verdugo, Anthony Rizzo. Gleyber Torres was struggling last year in the beginning of the year. Like, we tried to have Gleyber lead off. That wasn't going so well. Now we have Trent Grisham as a leadoff hitter. Who would have thought? Trent Grisham, good for another leadoff homer. I think his third leadoff homer. Ben Rice, young Ben Rice, who went from AA to AAA to, like, popping up on the scene last year when Rizzo got hurt. And now this year it's like, well, damn. This kid figured it out fast. He hits the ball hard. He can really hit. He hits the ball and they stay hit. Good to have him. Cody Bellinger, good to have you as well. I know Yankee fans are ready to throw you out, but these Yankee fans are mad annoying. Twitter sucks. Yankee Twitter is the worst. What's the greatest rivalry in baseball? Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We agree to disagree. I don't think a lot of Yankee fans like the team. I know they don't like the manager. I know they don't like the general manager or the owner, but I don't think they like the team. I don't even know if they like Judge. I had a video with Whistle Sports that we recorded March 7th. They drop it on Judge's birthday, and my dude Adam, who's the host, is like, how do you think Yankee fans feel about Judge? And honestly, the noise was so loud in the offseason that I was like, I don't know, it's 50-50. I love the guy. I think he's great. I think he's the best player I've ever seen. But some Yankee fans will tell you he could hit 70 homers in the regular season. They don't care until he does it in October. I mean, now you're not saying that. Now that's, you know, your tune has changed from being mad at Judge after the World Series for dropping a pop-up because he's batting .412. He's got 9 homers. He's got the highest OPS. He's got the most RBI. It's ridiculous. Paul Goldschmidt, Goldie Knox. Paul Goldschmidt, he's not done. People told me he was washed, he was old. He's batting .363. He's good for a couple hits a game. He'll get the bat to ball any way he's got to swing at any angle to get to it. Bro, I'm telling you, I'm so mad at Pablo Reyes. I had a parlay, and nobody cares about your parlay, but it's my show, so I'm going to tell you about my parlay. Maybe you had a similar one. I had Goldie for 3 total bases, Judge for 4 total bases, Ben Rice for 4 total bases. Judge and Rice were good. Goldie got taken out of the game, and Ascara goes to first base, so he didn't get the last at-bat. But his at-bat prior to against Charlie Morton, he gets a hit. But it ends up being a fielder's choice. You know why? Because stupid Pablo Reyes wants to run and not slide. If he slides, he's probably safe. That turns into a single. That turns my $10 parlay into $463. Pablo Reyes, get down or get off the team, bro. Get down or get off the team, bro. You're smoking parlays because you want to be out there lollygagging because the Yankees are up like 14 runs. 888-808-1019. He's probably gone when DJ comes back. They love Peraza too much to just kick him to the curb. Even though I did have this conversation about Reyes being able to play right field, I've never seen Peraza in the outfield. DJ's on the way back, and as soon as DJ's back, I'm telling you, they're going to throw him in there. 888-808-1019. We're up against it. We got a break. We'll do Big Shot in the 1 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be back right after this.